quick hello and wicked to go. Welcome to the show, Jill Lublin, international speaker and bestseller author, as we can see behind you.
Yes. And you Brilliant. Can see too, by the way.
I'm an author, but you've written a lot more books. How many books have you written?
4, actually. And then I'm featured in about 6 more.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've got a lot to say.
It's fun. Yeah, I one hope I never run out of things to say.
Brilliant. Well, today you're going to get the opportunity to say lots of things. But before we get into that, number one, I wanted to announce to everybody that is interested in everything we talk about on Branded Search and Beyond, at CaliCube, about Knowledge Panels, about Google, about digital marketing, about the CaliCube process, sign up for the CaliCube newsletter because you'll learn how to educate Google. That's what we do all day, every day. Educate Google, help it to understand who we are, what we do, which audience we serve, and why we're credible, at which point Google will do us the favor of sending the subset of its users who are our audience to us to buy from us. That's the newsletter. The URL is on the page there. Sign up now and never miss a step in the CaliCube process. So, Jill, one of the things I do with every guest is look at their brand SERP. So the search engine results page for your name, and here we go. It's a video. You've got a lovely knowledge panel because you're an author. Your website is brilliant. That's beautiful, getting those results up there. 3 social media profiles and Amazon. That makes total sense. You have no work to do on your brand SERP. That knowledge panel is brilliant.
Well, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Perfect. Yeah. And I click on the link here to jilllublin.com. Google has understood where you live online, and you can claim that knowledge panel. And I advise you to do so.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
So that is a great brand SERP. The left-hand side, the recommendations, absolutely perfect. The right-hand side, the knowledge panel, absolutely perfect. If anybody wants to know more about that, sign up for the CaliCube newsletter. I will now stop talking about the CaliCube newsletter because it's gone from the screen. You are listening to Branded Search and Beyond with Jason Barnard. Now, back to the show. Now we can get into publicity, get known everywhere with guerrilla publicity. First of all, is all publicity good publicity?
Well, you know, honestly, Jason, the entrepreneurs I deal with, small business owners, realistically, I'm not concerned about bad publicity for any of them. It's not the media's intention to particularly, you know, rake over the coals any entrepreneurs, small business owners. They might be there for other purposes. But, you know, I believe that most publicity is great publicity, and you control the message. So that's really the key is for any business person listening is controlling the message so that the message gets out for what you want to say. That's important.
Which is absolutely critical for what we do at CaliCube, which is we want to control how Google represents us.
Yes.
So the PR that you push out there needs to represent you accurately so that Google, as well as your audience, see that message and that they all understand what the message needs to be. Now, your favorite ways of getting publicity. Guerrilla means free, or guerrilla means sneaky, or guerrilla means huge.
Well, when I wrote the book, Guerrilla Publicity, and this is actually the 3rd edition, so we keep updating it, you know, making it for right now. And let me just say, I'm excited about how publicity is going. Because some people argue, you know, that certain things are disappearing. On the other hand, what is appearing for the world of publicity is double the fun, I like to call it. So everywhere you can get, you know, like traditional newspapers and radio and TV, you're also featured online. That's double the exposure, right? You have blogs and podcasts now, and I love people getting on podcasts in particular as a great start. Why? Because it's easier. You've got many available to you. You have great hosts like you, always looking for great guests. And
like you.
Thank you. And I think the podcast scene is a really good place to start.
Right. And talking of podcasts, I mean, I hang out with the guy called Alex Sanfilippo, who runs podmatch.com.
Yeah.
And quick shout out to Alex, who's an absolute He's so delightful. He's so smart and he's doing such a great job. And Podmatch is amazing. And podcasting is that easy way to get in front of audiences, sometimes small, sometimes big, but get your message across.
That's
right. So it's a really simple way of building PR. How can you leverage it to your best advantage?
Oh, and by the way, don't underestimate small. I just want to say to everybody, you know, I got hired by Mark Victor Hansen of Chicken Soup for the Soul fame. And let me tell you, he said to me, Jill, you are here doing strategic publicity with me for my upcoming book, which wasn't due out for a year, right? Because he was planning ahead, smart move. And that's one way to leverage publicity is plan ahead. But one of the things he told me, a great story, that when they were first doing Chicken Soup for the Soul, which of course has sold over 80, I think it's billion with a B, copies. He said, you know, one of the things we did, and we were so clear worked for us, is publicity. We did the small shows. We did the cities we never heard of. We said yes to everything. And I think that's really a key for most of you to hear today, that you're a big yes to everything. And that's how you leverage publicity. And that sometimes, one of my favorite really things to do to leverage publicity is to keep announcing it to your clients, to other media, because you see, media loves a great interview, right? And they want great guests. That includes in your local region, wherever you are, your local TV, radio, newspapers, magazines, they want you, I promise. They want local experts who are, you know, there in the community. So it does make a big difference. And I just really want to remind people of that, is sometimes start local, even if you serve, you know, I serve people internationally in my virtual publicity breakthrough boot camps, international, no issue. Yes, and in my local market, I really do believe in working your local market, because here's a key that a lot of people don't know for leveraging, is that the larger shows are often scanning the local affiliates so that they can pick up great stories, and that would be you.
Oh, brilliant. Wonderful. Me personally or the audience personally?
The audience personally. But you too, Jason. You too.
Well, one thing that stuck out for me there was you said planning. So figuring out what you're going to be doing from a PR perspective in a year from now allows you to then build the materials that allow you to promote it, and you should pre-promote it?
You start wherever you start. You know, I look at it like flowers, right? Sunflowers, my favorite. And I want you to plant your publicity garden, and I want you to do it now. Like, there may be something happening right now that's appropriate for you. You know, something in the news, something like that, you know, that's an important topic. And then I want you to think about 3, 6, and 9 months ahead and look at, you know, the calendar. What are the holidays that are celebrated and constant and consistent, you know, like, of course, the holidays at the end of the year and gratitude, depending on where you are in the world. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, gratitude, right? We've got June, the start of the summer in some parts of the world. Like, keep looking at where are the seasons being celebrated? Where are the holidays being celebrated? We've got Valentine's Day coming up, and interestingly enough, Random Acts of Kindness Week. And one of the ways you can find out what holidays could be good, it's called nationaldaycalendar.com. Go check that out. It's a wonderful resource for all kinds of possibilities of getting your name out there and opening up your mind for what else might be possible.
And one thing I've found with clients, and generally speaking, is they suddenly think, like, let's say today, suddenly think, some Valentine's Day, got to get something out, and it's too late.
It's too late, a little bit, yes.
A couple of weeks before St. Valentine's Day, it's already too late to be doing this because there's nothing planned, there's nothing prepared, and it's going to be rushed, and you're going to miss the boat.
Yeah, yes, and listen, I don't care if you take a step. The point is, take a step. Right. And so, yes, if you could plan ahead, that's ideal. Like I'm saying, three, 6, and 9 months ahead, and you're doing great. But listen, sometimes 6 weeks is fine. And sometimes, and I've seen this happen to my clients and many, same day, you know, listen, for guerrilla publicity, I got called from an ABC TV station in Dallas, Texas, because somebody got fired for making a racist comment. And they got let go from major accounts like Home Depot and Motel 6 and Diet Dr. Pepper because he made a racist comment. And they wanted me, the author of Guerrilla Publicity, to say my opinion about that. So here's what I got to tell you. Your opinion does matter in multiple ways as experts that you are in different kinds of topics. So I think that that's a real key, is knowing what your expertise is. And that's one thing you go out with. And then, Jason, my other, you know, secret sauce is to use everything you've got. So, you know, for instance, one of my clients is a communication coach, and it is Black History Month in February. And so we go out with talking about how to communicate effectively as a strong Black woman in today's time. That's a different message than business communication, which we also did really well with. Here's some 3 ways to communicate well in business. So use all parts of who you are. And let's get it out there. You know, March 8th, International Women's Day. There are so many wonderful ways that you can use what I like to call everything you've got. And that includes your personal story. You know, one of my clients, she's in my publicity mastermind, wonderful woman. And listen, at work, she was having a really hard time. And let's just call it, you know, depression and other assorted problems. Had to kind of put on the, you know, game face at work. And actually had to quit work to take care of her mental health. Now, we're seeing this story in a lot of places, including Simone from the Olympics and many, many places talking about mental health, particularly, you know, post-pandemic, right? It's a big issue and it's a hot topic. And so now she's talking about, you know, how do you deal with issues at work when maybe you're not feeling as good as you're looking, you know, and so talking about that. Now she's writing a book about that at my support and help. And, you know, was recently featured in Newsweek magazine. And that's called use everything you've got. And I'll tell you, honestly, it was a hard story for her to tell. I remember when we first started consulting, she's like, Jill, I don't know how to tell this story. I'm embarrassed. And I think, you know, sometimes the very things we're more vulnerable about are very good stories and will really help people. And if you think about the media, what we're up to is helping people.
100%. I mean, an interesting thing there is I was on a podcast a couple of years ago and it won a prize for the best business podcast episode about mental health.
Wow. And
it was actually not about mental health to start with, but it ended up being a great deal about mental health. And me being very open and honest about the problems I've had in the past with depression. And as you say, it is the things that we're most uncomfortable with that will likely resonate best with the audience. And that brings me to a question of trying to find the angle explicitly. Is that something you recommend? Can I outthink or get ahead of the game by figuring out the right angle? Or just be honest?
Yes, so certainly the right angle is a key. And one of the things I think is important is creating a great and powerful message, you know, think Wizard of Oz. But what I want to say about that is create a message. Listen, I'm big on systems, and everywhere in my programs, we always do systems, every 30, 60, and 90-day systems that can be replicatable. I think that's a key. One of my systems is to look at your message every 30 days. Just make sure it's congruent. It represents you well. It's the message you want to put out to the media, right? So we get clear about a message. That's great. That's your foundation. And pay attention to what's happening in the news. Like, for instance, one of my clients, she's actually been married 5 times to the same man. And isn't that cool? And they actually get married, remarried to renew, recreate, you know, love and fall in love again, you know, call her a hopeless romantic. But let me just say, so she has a book about this. She counsels and consults about this. She's featured in a lot of media about this. So what's the hot holidays for her? Of course, Valentine's Day, right? And anything about love, which, by the way, there are multiple holidays about love throughout the year. Mother's Day, Father's Day, because they're mothers and fathers. And so pay attention to what's going on. But, you know, then, let's see, who was it? Got a really nasty divorce. All of a sudden, it wasn't Johnny Depp, was it? Oh, yes, it was Johnny Depp, actually. And, you know, big divorce, big news media all over the place. And I said to her, you go, girl, talk about how to have a great relationship, how to get married again, how to renew and, you know, like that. And so you're listening and watching for those, you know, hot topics. What is the media talking about? Here's another one. One of my clients, she's a former firefighter. And now she helps people put out the fires in their business. And she coaches and consults on that. Great topic. And when the earthquakes happen in Turkey and Syria, you know, very sad day. I called her up and I said, you talk about what to do in an emergency. You're a first responder. You know about this. I want you, and you know, it ties to her business. If you think about that, the business emergency, the regular emergency, what do you do? How do you be prepared? And here's the super great thing. Every time you're in media, what do you think they do? They put your website, they direct people to your name, of course. It's about seeing, being seen, heard, and creating the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome.
Yeah. Which is brilliant. Now the question is, how do you actually get in contact with these people? There are two things that strike me. Number one is nobody's interested in me. Number two is, if I can figure out the angle, whatever it may be, who do I need to contact? How do I go about actually getting myself on these opportunities?
Well, Jason, I beg to differ that no one is interested in you.
My mother is.
What's that?
My mother is interested in me.
I hope so. And maybe a few other people, if I were to guess. And particularly your clients, I hope and I'm sure of that.
Oh, very good point.
Yes. So here's the thing. A few different ways. Number one, I want all of you to realize that you hold a key to some kind of knowledge. You're an expert in something. So let's figure that out. Listen, I got a chiropractor telling people how to deal with Zoom butt, you know, and having fun with that, or, you know, because everybody's heads are down with their phones and their iPads. So he's telling people how to self-correct, you know, who would have thought of that? But it's really an important topic right now in health, in feeling better. I love Google Alerts. And I think everybody should be in Google Alerts, number one, with your name, number two, with your topic. Like, for instance, when I wrote The Prophet of Kindness, I put in the word kindness into Google Alerts. Then I found out, Jason, that November 13th is World Kindness Day. Hey, whoa, I love that. That made it easy. And on top of that, guess what? Now we do monthly kindness circles, which are free, and please come join. I'll make sure we have the link in the chat. You know, so we do kindness circles, we do a kindness summit, all related to World Kindness Day and, of course, being kind in the world continuously. And so I know from Google Alerts that in February, it's Random Acts of Kindness Week. In November, it's World Kindness Day. So I'm going to, focus on media for those times. One, so Google Alerts is a great way to see who's talking about what in your field. You're going to put in the one word that's appropriate for what you focus on, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that that works really well and you get notified. And then, you know, you can buy media lists and I recommend that. And then locally, what I would do is construct a media list. And interestingly enough, your local TV, sometimes radio, but often TV station, your local chambers of commerce, they have media lists that they actually provide to their members as a service and as a public service. So check with your stations and see if they have a local media list. It's a good place to start. And, you know, it's not a huge list. So start locally too.
Yeah, no. So start locally. But for me, for example, I live in France, but my clients are all in the US. What do I do? Where do I get a media list if I'm aiming at a clientele that's in a different country?
Well, and by the way, I have clients in Germany, all over Europe, throughout the UK.
I'm simply saying I don't want the local market. So I would like to know where do I go if my local market doesn't interest me. I'm specifically interested in a market that's somewhere else, in my case, the USA.
Yeah, well, I tell you probably to buy a media list, right? And in the chat, I'll actually put a great resource for that. And just tell me.
Is that the free resource that you're giving away, this one?
Yeah, no, that's not that one yet.
Oh, we'll come back to that. Sorry.
Okay, great. but I will tell you, you know, typically you can buy a media list for about $300. It's probably worth it in some of your cases to just get a media list that covers health or business or whatever it is you're looking for. So, and also Cision, C-I-S-I-O-N, is another resource that has media lists and easy to get and buy a media list oriented toward where you need to be.
Right. Okay. Super. I mean, from our perspective, the thing I can speak about is Google is a child. We need to learn to educate it. It's our responsibility. Google doesn't understand the world. It can't understand the world because it's so messy online. And if we clean up our own little digital footprint in our little corner, we can help Google to understand. And the better Google understands, the better it can serve us, which is a really simple precept that I think is interesting to everybody. And I'm hugely frustrated that I don't have any media presence in what I would call traditional media, but then I've never tried because I don't know how.
Right. So first thing is to start with some simple things that I'm teaching you. Hey, come to my virtual publicity bootcamp. You'll love that. Really simple. And I have media there you can pitch. Super great, right? So I would tell you, you start wherever you can start. Here's the thing. You, are, as an example, are a business expert. Yes, you have a very defined expertise in Google, but let's start with the business editors at local business journals. By the way, there are 80 of them throughout the United States. They're the business journals, right? And you can hit up, so to speak, the small business editor. They are always looking for great ideas. So Jason, in your case, it would be how to use Google for your business success. The other thing that I would tell most people to start that's really simple, besides podcasts, which I do love, and, you know, go to Podmatch and find some, and they are easily accessible, is write an article, 500 words. Keep it short, keep it focused, keep it concise and precise, and post it on Medium.com. Medium.com, great place, free, and then people start seeing you. So you're generating interest and focus.
Right. And from the article perspective, there are multiple things that I hear from people is, I don't really know what to write about. I have the opposite problem. I don't know how to stop having ideas of things to write about. The other is, maybe people won't be interested. I'm not a great writer. What do you say to the people who have these doubts about what topic can I write about? Will anybody be interested? And can I write?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. Number one, there are people who can write articles for you for $50. Get in touch with me. I'll send you to them. Okay. $50. Done. and by the way, I don't write my own articles. I have people write them for me because I'm busy delivering my publicity boot camps, talking to clients, and supporting people in other ways. So I believe a lot in team and other people doing what you're not great at. And so, you can use AI to start an article. Please don't use it to substitute yourself. I'm really against that. I have every client I know has their bio is incorrect. You know, all kinds of problems we're running into. And that might be, for some of you, just a place to start. Most of you, I would say, frankly, get in touch with me. $50, you got the article covered. I'll give you my resource. Fabulous, done, right? Very reasonable. And let me just say, people are interested in your subject. Whatever your subject is, one of the things I advise you to do is pick three hot tips that you want and will deliver to people. Three tips, okay? And then what you do is you deliver it. You tell them what to do. You give them, I like to say, your gold. You know, not the whole treasure chest, but your gold. Like, we're delivering real tips that you can really do for publicity today and giving you gold of 30 years of publicity experience, right? And you want to do the same thing. So I think that's a good key for all of you is three great tips, article form, post it on Medium, and that is a great place to start too.
Right. Well, I mean, I suppose kind of the conclusion all of that is get out there, don't be afraid, take the opportunities, make the opportunities, keep an eye out for the opportunities, and don't be shy.
Well,
people are interested.
Yeah. Thank you, Jason. Yes. No, it's one small step, right, at a time. So I call them visibility building activities, which is really publicity. And, you know, one activity may be go on Google Alerts, another activity, write an article. You know, if you're a member of any association, write an article for that association. Like, let's look at visibility building activities right in, like I said, your backyard, your local associations. And also, I love this one. Most of you or some of you went to university and they have newsletters and ways that to serve their alumni. They also like to feature their alumni. So for instance, here's a great example. When, excuse me, Get Notice, Get Referrals came out, that's my book on McGraw-Hill, I sent out an announcement to my local, to my university where I graduated. They published it. I got a call from a gentleman in San Antonio, Texas. He said, hey, Jill, I saw your announcement in the university newsletter, and I would love to talk to you. We've got a shoe company, and we need more publicity. He flew his wife out, director of marketing, and we had a wonderful VIP day. Well, let me just share with you, that simple announcement strategy actually garnered me a VIP, in this case, $6,000 client. How wonderful is that, you know? And that's what I'm talking about, is by staying out there. And here's the two words, be consistent and persistent. That will draw people back to you.
Consistent and persistent. And I take away from that, it's not because I'm not interested in the alumni of my old university that other people aren't. So I should use that, even though it's not something I would naturally lean towards. So we're ending this episode with how can guerrilla publicity help with branded search? You have 1 minute, Jill.
Well, here's the truth. When you get seen and heard and you get publicity, people are going to find you quickly, effectively, and know who you are. What happens is your branded search becomes, well, you become the trusted authority, and you are elevated by your publicity because you're the one that people know in the search is the expert, the preeminent expert in whatever it is that you're talking about. And that's a real key, is the power of that search to find you. And with publicity and you being out there, I promise you, they type in your word, your name, and away you go. You're found because your publicity gets you seen, gets you heard, gets you paid.
Brilliant. Sorry. Gets you seen, get you heard, gets you paid. Thank you so much, Jill. That was brilliant. I'll just put this up on the screen. It's the free gift that you're offering, and the URL is here, publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. Anybody who's watching the video can read that screen. Anybody listening to the audio can come to YouTube to watch this episode, which was absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much, Jill. We're now going to pass the baton to next week. Next week, it's Christy Mitchell, creating a strategic marketing plan in 3 simple steps. I love everything in threes. Christy is super smart, and she is going to be absolutely delightful, helpful, valuable to your business. Please, could you pass the baton, Christy, to Christy, Jill?
Absolutely. I'm passing the virtual baton to Christy Mitchell.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for watching. You get the outro song, Jill. A quick goodbye to end the show. Thank you, Jill. CaliCube. It's all about your brand SERP.